In this bulletin, confirmation, a Chinese-Australian writer has been arrested in China. At least five people dead after a shooting in the US state of Florida. And Australia has named a new-look side for the first test against Sri Lanka in Brisbane today. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is seeking to clarify why an Australian-Chinese writer has been arrested in China. Yang Hengshan, who previously worked in the Chinese Foreign Ministry, is a prominent critic of the Chinese Communist Party, was reported missing earlier this week. Mr. Yang left for Sydney and Zhangzhou on January the 18th. However, after arriving in Zhangzhou, he did not complete the second leg of his journey, a flight to Shanghai. It comes as Defence Minister Christopher Pine begins an official visit to Beijing. Labor leader Bill Shorten says he's concerned about Mr. Yang's well-being given the lack of information surrounding his arrest. This is not the first time Mr. Yang has disappeared in China. He was unreachable for several days in 2011, which he later claimed to be a misunderstanding. Venezuelan media is reporting four people have died during a nationwide protest against President Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Maduro was inaugurated on January the 10th to another term in office following a widely boycotted election last year that many foreign governments, including the United States, described as fraudulent. Many Venezuelans also blame Mr. Maduro for the economic turmoil in the country. Opposition leader Juan Guaido has declared himself interim president, a move supported by US President Donald Trump. When asked by reporters at the White House shortly afterwards, Mr. Trump said all options were on the table.
We made an announcement about Venezuela today. Some administration officials told reporters on a conference call that all options are on the table. Are you considering a military option for Venezuela?
We're not considering anything, but all options are on the table.
Does that mean you're considering those?
Which is all options, always. All options are on the table.
Authorities in the U.S. state of Florida say at least five people have died after a gunman opened fire inside a bank. The shooter, who reportedly attempted to take people hostage, has been arrested. The incident took place at SunTrust Bank in the city of Sebring, 2 hours' drive from Orlando. South Australians are being warned of dangerous bushfire conditions as the state prepares for a day of record-breaking heat. Adelaide is forecast to hit 45 degrees Celsius. But the Bureau of Meteorology says the city's 80-year-old record high of 46.1 degrees is within reach. The heat will intensify in the state's regional centres, with a high of 49 degrees expected at Port Augusta and 49 at Port Pine and Roxby Downs. A lawyer for Bahraini footballer and Australian permanent resident Hakim Al-Harabi says she fears it could take a year to free him. Mr. Al-Harabi was visiting Thailand with his wife in November when he was arrested by authorities because of an Interpol red notice warrant issued by the Bahraini government. The Bahraini government alleges Mr. Al-Harabi vandalised a police station and are requesting Thai officials send him back to Bahrain for punishment. Nadrasi Bergman is one of a team of lawyers who's working on his case. She says this could be a much longer process than first anticipated.
If the court say he's allowed to be extradited, we will for sure appeal, and it will take a year.
Researchers found 2017 same-sex marriage postal surveys led to increased mental stress in the LGBTIQ plus community. The University of Sydney study showed increased exposure to anti-marriage equality campaigns and media messages was related to increased levels of depression, anxiety and stress in the community. The study assessed the health of over 1,300 LGBTQI plus Australians. Researchers say the findings highlight how political decision-making and legislative processes relating to the rights of minority populations have the potential to negatively affect their mental health. To cricket, and Australia has named a new-look side for the first test against Sri Lanka in Brisbane today. Curtis Patterson and Jai Richardson will make their Australian test debuts. Captain Tim Payne says he's confident the new players will handle the step up. And now a look at today's weather. A shower or two for Perth in 23, hot for Adelaide in 45, much the same for Melbourne, 38. In Hobart, mostly sunny in 27, partly cloudy in Canberra, 32. Also cloudy for Wollongong, 24 degrees, much the same for Sydney, 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle and 25 in Brisbane. Sunny weather, 34, showers for Cairns, 31, and rain with a storm likely for Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.